That is why I'm not allowed at a Chuck E. Cheese anymore. Oh, hey guys, how's it going? Welcome to another episode of the 210 Culture Podcast 2.0. I am G.
I'm Donna.
I'm Phil Hector.
Look at you having to climb the fucking table.
And today, our special guest.
Oh shit!
You know how much harder this is, but I can't hear it
because of the title. They coming after y'all.
So. Hello, I'm slipping my mind today. So podcast palooza, this is the last week. So we have after two tequila shots.
Yes,
I got it right.
Hey,
zero tequila shots. Yeah, I'm really bad with names. Yes, I know. So introduce yourself
to everybody here. I'm Rooster Martinez. I am a podcaster with After Two Tequila Shots. I'm also a writer, a performer, poet, and professor at Palo Alto College.
That is so cool.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll get back to that.
Not just after two tequila.
He
shots.
Was.
Oh, and then the other movie one too.
There's a movie one called.
I'm on underrated favorites, which is a movie like it's not like we go after not cult movies, but more like Tremors or you know those movies that aren't like elite, but it's like we gotta talk about. You know what I mean? What we do like Accepted and what I don't remember.
Ask Attack the Block. Wiener.
Yeah. So yeah. So we do that. We do those too. Yeah, exactly. That's a great movie. That's where that whole meme came from. And then this is the producer / co-host of After Two Tequila Shots.
My name is Chibi. I'm a poet. I'm a poet, performer, publisher, producer, and community organizer. I produce After Two Tequila Shots, Underrated Favorites, and another one that's coming back maybe in November, maybe in January, called Words and Shit.
Okay.
And it's a poetry podcast.
How the fuck do y'all do it?
Like
I could barely handle one like right now like this one I'm just, already like oh shit
oh yeah no I just stay busy it's great and then yeah like it just keeps going and then I'm one of those people who like when I'm not busy I get freaked out like this, you know what I'm saying like I'm like I'm like what
like
the
you
fuck?
Feel some kind of guilt like you're like I need
yeah
to
like I don't know it's
right
like
now.
My dad's just military like drilling that shit like what are you doing why are you still in bed at 10:30 it's like it's Saturday like
and then I think we also have this kind of like relationship where we're like one of us will get an idea and the other one's like I mean sure let's
yeah,
do
right.
it
right.
like
it.
I don't know
support system.
Yeah. So
you said you're still at home with your dad
no
like you need a roommate
no shit
so let's pay some bills real quick and get this out the way so if you want to be a sponsor on the show we do have spots open as well so hit us up for that and first off welcome I don't know what I'm up with everything yes
and you haven't even taken any shots
I know so first off shout out to TBC Steve get well he had COVID last week so he's been chilling at home
Yeah, we got the Rona.
Shout out to Steve he just dropped a new logo as well so be on the lookout for that merch dropping pretty soon shout out to Military City Heating and Air Conditioning I think I got that backwards but Albert over there keeping you cool in this nice hot day because it is hot so reach out now if your AC is going it probably shouldn't be making that noise so he'll check that out for you let him know 210 Culture sent you and I think you still get 10% off Bar 321, the official unofficial after party of the 210 Culture Podcast. I thought Hector's gonna do a shout out like always. No, okay. that's already where Hector does his shout out, so I was like, all right. And then of course Eddie's Taco House, our morning spot to get breakfast before the show.
Shit, yeah, I had them yesterday.
So
damn, you see, we sent y'all there. We sent y'all there.
I go with whatever the day is feeling like. It's usually I gotta get a potato and egg because it's like it. I've been drinking the night before, so it kind of settles things down. Being in bacon is kind of like, ooh, let me chill. Barbacoa, obviously. Chorizo con huevo, get some carne guisada. Like, they're just amazing.
What about bean and chorizo?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I can't eat my beans without chorizo now. Like, I gotta. Mm-hmm. I need the schmeats.
Mm. Yeah. Shout out to Eddie's Taco House.
Shout out to Eddie's Taco House. So now that the bills are paid, back to the show. Oh, wait for it. Wow, y'all were really, really talkative before the show. Now y'all, now my co-host don't want to be co-host. No, it's okay. It's okay. All right.
Modest.
All right, so I'm just going to jump into it now just because I've already had this hyped up right before the show. So for those who follow the TikTok rabbit hole like I did, there's an artist, author out called Quan Mills, who does...
Cereal?
He does, I guess, hood books.
That's the best way.
Hood books?
Hood smut.
Yeah, hood smut, I guess.
Smut man.
So I'm going to jump on Amazon right now. I'm going to read the titles, and everyone here has to decide, would you read that? Yes or no? Yes. So the first one, is one of my personal favorites, because I actually heard a snippet of it, is "This Hoe Got Roaches in Her Crib."
I've lived that. Yay. I don't want to read that.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I would read it.
Felicia, if you're still out there, I hate you and your roaches.
Felicia, I still love you. Come back, Mom.
So my boyfriend Nate is here in the background. Good. He's saying, nay. No, he would not read that.
My question is it the big roaches or like the little baby roaches?
The or the flying ones?
I'm okay with the little baby ones. Yeah, when there's flying ones, I'm fucking out.
It's out.
Yeah, I want a little synopsis of that book.
Sure.
Okay. So it says, Austin Watkins, 35 and a single father, finds himself in a precarious situation, currently locked up in Chicago's Cook County Jail. Nope. He knows that Fred Quisha, the trifling mother...
I'm sorry, what was the name?
Fred Quisha.
And wait, back up. He's 35, single father, out of jail. Got it. Okay.
No, he's
still in jail. Okay. Yeah. So how's he get into the chick with the roaches?
The kids in there with the jail too.
He's got to work on his appeal first.
It says the trifling mother of his only daughter is a despicable, careless, reckless thought who is the antithesis of caring, loving black motherhood. Wanting to see her son gain full redemption from his current situation, Dolores Watkins, better known as Mrs. Watkins, is also hellbent on rescuing Austin's 6-year-old daughter, Maya, M-Y-Y-A, from the clutches of the relentless psychological, emotional, and physical abuse she suffers at the hands of Fred Quisha. And I'll stop there because there's like a whole
I
lot.
I love Fred Quisha.
What city does this be?
Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Because he's in Chicago jail.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's Leon Valley. Yeah, right.
There's going to be be a Showtime, you know, like series about
this. What if there is a Lifetime movie already about this?
See, I'd watch that.
Fuck yeah.
I'm not reading the book.
No. All right.
Oh, it would be a great Christmas movie. He comes out of jail right on the 25th.
Yes, and then she wraps
the president. It's a fucking
the hoes of Christmas past come back.
The whole thing takes place in the 7 days between Christmas and New Year's. Yes. And on New Year's, they get back together, and like the
it's a whole Love Actually Fred moment. Yeah, I'm with it. All right, what's the next time?
Next one is actually the first one that caught my attention to look up this guy to begin with, because it was just random. So it's called Pastor Seat Pussy 2. Apparently there was a Pastor Seat Pussy 1, but part 2 was the one that popped up on my TikTok. So
in part one, he doesn't eat pussy, but he realizes that he should have, and that's why part 2 went down, because he realizes it's the best thing ever.
I was gonna get real fucked up with it, but I'm just not going there.
Y'all, no, go there with it. Like, fuck it.
The blood of Christ.
Okay, I'm just saying, if you move from kids to pussy.
Exactly.
This
is why it's pastors.
How can you be the pastor and lead a flock and you not eat pussy?
Like, y'all want the synopsis on this?
Nah, we good. Just keep moving. We're good. Yeah, okay. What's the next title?
All right. Next title we have. Just the second one I saw that made me laugh because the book cover is stupid. Old Thought Next Door.
Old Thought Next Door. I would definitely read that. I got shout out to the Old Thoughts Next Door. Y'all.
So I'm not gonna go. You know some in real life?
They're great.
Your tias?
Yeah.
I have a personal story for you. Okay.
No, they make the world a better place.
Wait. So back around 97, shout out to Barbara Lowe.
Fuck, I was like five.
She used to actually be the sheriff of the county.
Mm.
So she was 63 and I was 26.
63 and you were 26?
Yeah.
Now, how did you meet? Was it like she caught you doing some wrong shit situation?
No, she was my neighbor.
Oh, okay. Old Thought Next Door. Okay,
the Old Thought Next Door. Hector, I'm not surprised that you lived a lot of these titles.
I actually wrote that song for what's his name?
Garth Brooks?
No.
The Summer.
Friends and
Miss Officer.
Oh, Lil Wayne.
Mrs. Officer.
So I'm just gonna read some bullet points out of the synopsis because I think it's funny. So her name is Vernita Ernestine Washington. Yeah. She's a feisty 76-year-old woman.
Oh, close.
There you go.
67.
She says, age ain't nothing but a number.
Ooh.
She's convinced that the honeycomb between her legs doesn't taste a day older than 40.
It's a good year.
Don't let the gray hairs fool you now.
Like down there?
Yeah.
Like
that. She ain't got that. No, she's bald. She's lying. Nah.
Reality sets in when she realizes her time on Earth is coming close. And his face was
a full bush.
His face was a death sentence. So now she's living out her remaining days being the biggest old super freak and gets her mojo back and starts beginning her life.
Get yours.
But a major
story was about you. Wow.
Yeah.
But a major surprising twist will throw her life into more unpredictable chaos. I'm assuming she gets pregnant.
Oh.
I'm just gonna say
No.
She falls in love.
She falls.
Yeah. And then it's another Christmas movie.
She falls for one of her hookups. And yes. Yeah. And it's played by Julia Roberts.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Oh, I love it.
Susan Sarandon for sure.
That's the one.
All right. So next one.
We're still going with shit.
Last one.
Last one, and let me pick a good one.
Last one.
Let me pick a good one.
Come on.
I'm still mad at the pastor, though. He better be.
In the name of the Father, the Son.
Look, this is why Christian denominations don't have the issues the Catholic denominations have,
right.
Okay? Because pastors be eating pussy.
So last one. Pregnant by my mother's gay husband.
Yeah.
Yay.
That's just messy, and I want to see that movie.
That's an
episode. Yo, fuck yeah!
I'm pretty sure that was an episode of Maury.
Yeah.
At least twice.
At least. All right. So, and what was the name of the author again?
That synopsis is a little all over.
What's the name of the author?
Quan Millers.
Okay.
Or Quan Mills. I'm sorry, Quan Mills.
I hope you sell a lot of books. You have found your niche in the literary market, and you are crushing it, guy.
And if you want to actually hear some of the actual snippets, you can actually go to his TikTok where he actually reads the book.
Audio book versions of those is crazy.
Yes.
Like, imagine like you're at like a red light.
I would love for it to be read by like the whitest person ever.
Oh my! No, like
trying to read it.
Yeah, that would be great.
That would be funny. And then Lamont said.
Lamont,
freeze, bitch.
Oh, hell no, I'm gonna bust a cap in y'all.
Right? It'd be a whole ass mess.
Oh no.
And this was Becky Johnson reading Can't Turn a Hoe into a Housewife. Thank you for tuning in.
Fuck yeah.
So, for people who don't know, what is After Two Tequila Shots podcast about?
So, the whole thing's I've been talking to Rooster for a while now to be like, we need to do a podcast because like, we'll just get together. We're friends. We get together. We have drinks and we're having conversations. And it's like, why are we not recording this shit?
Oh my gosh,
this is good conversation. Yeah. And so one night, 6 months ago, I was drunk and I just texted him. I'm like, come over tomorrow. We're doing a podcast. Period.
And I didn't have nothing to do, so I was like, yeah, all right, fuck it.
We're drinking. Like, you know, and like, little backstory, I'd gotten a grant from the city of San Antonio to like, you know, do artistic shit. So I turned my office in my house into a recording studio because we're doing like spoken word albums and things like that.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I already have the studio. We're doing a fucking podcast. And I drink a lot.
That's awesome. On both.
Yeah.
So and so we mostly just talk about like current events, local shit, Texas shit, Mexicano shit, you know. And then gradually get more and more drunk.
Yeah.
And then our opinions get way more loose and just that's about
it. And it just goes. I mean, we take two tequila shots first and then we hit record. Mm-hmm. And then throughout the episode, we usually end up finishing the bottle. And so, but like, if you get to the end of our episodes, like it's sometimes it's a bit messy, but like it's
so
fine.
We don't end the episode. We just walk off and keep talking and the camera, they're still rolling.
Yeah. We try to keep it structured, so we go in like with an agenda so that we don't like get lost in it, and then like the episode becomes like a 3.5-hour episode.
Yes.
But it's good time. It's an opinions podcast because we realize halfway through it's like, shit, we're just talking out of our ass.
Sometimes,
And like
sometimes we didn't have the whole news story.
Right. So, yeah.
This is just our opinions, everyone.
Yeah. Nice. And you said you guys have been doing it for 6 months?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we just kind of got it going. We did like 26 episodes and then like the semester starting for me and then Chibi's doing a whole bunch of stuff. So we're like, all right, let's take a little break and then we'll come back like in a couple months and do it again.
Yeah.
Exactly. So is there criteria for guests?
Not really. People, we usually have our friends.
Usually our friends.
So like, yeah. I can come on?
Yeah, for sure. Like, oh, yeah, you got to take a shot. But like that's so.
Oh, I'll take more than
two.
Two shots.
I'll take more than minimum. Two.
Yeah, when we come back, we'll invite y'all.
Yeah. Sure. So yeah, we just take a look at like what happened this week. All right, let's talk about it. And usually it's just like him and I sending each other stuff on Instagram, being like for the pod. And it's like articles that were seen and shit like that. So movies that came out, bullshit that Greg Abbott is getting into.
Oh my gosh.
Like, Captain
Hot Wheels.
Captain Hot Wheels.
Right.
He's a shit.
If Gil Greg would get off his ass, we wouldn't have to be conservative. Fucking light.
I'm saying, okay, so like that would be something we would talk about. Like the ERCOT. The ERCOT. No, like the ERCOT, like messages that we're getting. Like, what? This is day four that we've been getting them. Like,
conserve energy. I don't give a fuck anymore.
Live by a hospital, you don't got to worry about it.
No, see, I live by a fire station and same thing.
Yeah, because they're not going to turn the power off when the people die in the hospital.
I live in the medical center. So,
but like
yeah.
Remember,
oh, we lived down at school.
February 2021. That's when we had the freeze, and everything got fucked up for like a
fucked
week.
Up.
People died. It was a bad time.
Not in the medical center.
And they still have not fixed shit. Yeah,
they haven't fixed.
And now
nothing.
The heat is a problem. Like winter's the problem.
But you can buy an AK now.
Oh, but yes, they're increasing an AK our shit. ID.
Oh yeah, no, yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
But my thing is like, why are they asking like us, right, to turn the power down? Why are we asking the AT&T Center to turn the fucking power down?
Thank you.
Why aren't we asking the Freeman Coliseum to turn the motherfucking?
Because it's hot in there for me to see Grupo Feedman. I mean, front it up.
You know, those are the real fucking energy suckers. So I
travel a lot. I drive a lot. So my thing is, I see a lot.
You're part of the problem.
Burning that. Your carbon footprint is huge.
Burning that fossil fuel.
It's like fucking brontosaurus. But I see a lot of solar panels, a lot of the wind, whatever shit. They're big old fucking ceiling fans.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why can't they?
Windmill cancer.
Right.
No. Why can't they garner that shit? You know what I mean? They're doing it.
It's a lot. It's
but
just political.
It's political and it's money. If it's not like their money, they're like, fuck off.
That's true. Yeah.
And ERCOT is just so weird to me because it's like we've also had like 48 days straight of like 105, 110 degree temperature, and then they tell us like, hey, you know what? Calm
down
on the AC.
They want us to put the fucking thermostat at like 82 degrees. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck is your problem?
And it'll still be running all fucking
day.
Like, that's the wild shit. It's like, I put it up, and it's still running all day.
So how about you just drop the price down, and then I'll pay you, still pay you.
Hell yeah. No.
No, they fucking increased our fucking prices on top of that.
Yeah, well, that's why mine and my husband's plan is to just build our own fucking commune somewhere out in the middle of nowhere.
There you
have
go.
Our own power
some
grid.
Some Walking Dead kind of shit.
We don't have to, like...
Well, why do you think... Have you seen the new commercials for the electric Ford truck that's supposedly...
Oh,
if your power goes out,
you
can flip the switch and it'll power from the truck to power your house the other way.
And I'm part of the problem.
You don't have an electric car, fool.
You're fucking right, I don't.
Eric jumped in the comments. He says, hello, guys. He says, don't get me started.
Hi, Eric.
With politics, it's going to be important to vote for the constitutional amendments coming up in November.
It's true.
It's true. But we still got to do everything that we can. You're right. You know, Hector's over there for people that are listening.
I'm a big realist. I know that if voting really mattered, they wouldn't allow us to do it.
Well, Diddy wouldn't say rock the vote.
I mean, but
matter.
That's why they're trying to not allow us to do it, right? Because it does matter. Right.
No, I agree. Yeah.
Don't let me get on this fucking soapbox.
Oh my God, let's go.
This is the thing with Texas.
I just want to see
Texas is not a red state.
That's true.
Texas
it's
is
not.
A non-voting state. That's the problem.
True.
More than half of the population
doesn't
vote in this state, and that's why.
Last week we had that conversation with our guest.
Half of them are scared to get deported.
No one.
I'm talking about people that are eligible to vote. Okay,
who can register? Yeah,
I've gone down the rabbit hole. I've done the math. It's like we could easily flip this fucking state if people just registered to vote and actually turned out. But they don't.
Or
turn out are the fucking Republicans.
Or if you just split Texas up for as big of a state it is into like five mini states, we would still have bigger populations in like North Dakota and South Dakota combined.
What?
So why the fuck there's two of them, I don't know.
So
larger than the population of Idaho.
Yeah.
And yet out of like, let's say we turn it into five states, three of them would be blue. But the way that it's set up right now, it's like it does make voting seem ineffectual. And like I totally get it. But it's also, this is what I always say, is like, because I was anti-voting for a long fucking time until like what he was saying, when I started to feel more and more like they really don't want you to vote. And they're, and that makes me feel weird. Like, if you tell me I can't do something and then try to, like, make it harder for me to do something, it's like, that makes me think you're trying to scam some shit. Mm-hmm. So since I can just do it, I just take the time to go fucking do it out of my day, go to Las Palmas fucking library and do it, and I'm going to fucking do it.
Crossroads Mall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like,
that's Eric the wrong Roosevelt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's stuck in
1994. It's awesome, dude. You ain't been 1994. No, it is a haunted house.
It is.
Crossroads Mall is a haunted house.
Slash, like, fucking flea market.
There are still probably dead bodies from the 80s in there.
Yes.
So Eric said we don't need to flip the state. Going blue won't help either.
I mean, that's cool. Like, again, even still, flipping isn't, I don't think, yeah. Flipping and sort of making it like a either or situation, I think is the problem.
Yes.
Like, it doesn't have to be that. Like, it has to be sort of collective. What can we agree on?
I've seen lately, and I've gotten older and matured a little bit. Oh, I'm sorry. It's like if you vote for your candidate and your candidate gets in, hey, everything's hunky dory, we're gonna do what we said. But then they get there and the opposition's like, nope, you're not gonna be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So then when you vote again, this time your candidate doesn't get in.
Oh, yeah.
And then the other guy gets in, and then they're like, okay, now we're gonna do all we wanna do. And the other side, your candidate side, is like, nope, we're not gonna do it.
Yep.
So it's a stalemate. Mm-hmm. So we're back where we started. You know what I mean? So yeah. it's just like mm-hmm. it kind of disenfranchises a lot of the voters, where it's like, why does it matter?
Why even bother? Yeah. And it's because the system is the problem, where we have a 2-party system.
Exactly.
You know, if we had 4 or 5 parties.
So you get a lot of libertarians and independents.
And those fans are just like drunk.
That's just a crazy lady. And over there is where I get the Dayo chips. And over there is a crazy lady.
Welcome to South Town.
Because, no, if I was drunk at the bar and I walked by and saw, like, a whole podcast situation, I'd be like, what the fuck?
I know.
It's like walking past an aquarium or some shit. Like, I'm going to tap the glass.
Light a fucking water bottle right now.
It's kind of like we're in OCS.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you're like, oh, look, they're having so much fun. Fuck. All right, I'm going to hit some water. Yeah.
Well, it's the same shit. Like, when we elect the president, right? He doesn't really make the decisions ultimately. No. It's a fucking cabinet.
Yeah, it's a whole convoluted system.
And we're in that situation where, like, I have this in, like, one of my poems. It's like, I'm having tired of being told to choose between the belt or the switch.
Right.
Right? Neither of them are good.
Yeah.
But one is maybe less bad than the other? I don't know.
Right, yeah. So would you guys associate yourselves with a political party, or is it just kind of who y'all feel?
No, I mean, populism. I mean, like, the people.
Easy, like, 2024.
Yeah, you gotta do what's right for the people. And I understand that, like, in San Antonio, we have way different, like, needs and mm-hmm. things that are important that we have to fix it, like, not just now, but for the future, than, like, another state or another county or another part of Texas. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you have to be open no matter where you're at and what the needs of the people are. I mean, there's rural areas in the middle of this country that, like, have lack of education, have lack of internet and technological support, lack of opportunities, the same way we do on the west side. And I feel for them. It's the same shit. Like, I don't care that it's, like, white people in the middle of Oklahoma.
That's the problem here, is that there is a lack of education, but because of closed-mindedness. You know what I mean? We have resources to be able to get information. Mm-hmm. It's just they don't want to fucking do it because they're stuck in their fucking ways.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there are great resources out there, especially here in San Antonio. Shout out to CC that works a lot with the youth here in San Antonio.
Next level.
Gemini Inc. that does a lot for literacy. Like, there's a lot of stuff out there. But you just got to. What sucks about San Antonio is that it sucks about getting the word out.
Yeah.
You know, you always find out about something after it happened.
Yes.
Or you just don't find out at all. Yeah. And then you're like, oh, fuck.
I really think that resonates because also a lot of people are getting used to what are you going to give me? They feel entitled. Like, I want free shit. Like, I'm not going to go and be there. You're not going to
get speaking about that, what do we get for having you on the show? No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, there will be pizza.
Hey, but we're getting, are we getting full slices, or are we getting, like, pizza party slices?
Yeah.
We're cutting it into squares.
No, we're doing the school lunch. Yeah, the squares.
I'll take it. All right, we're in. We're in
crispy pizzas, yes. Thin and crispy.
Corn.
But, I think that's another set indictment of where we're in right now, where people are like, hey, they're going to give away free school supplies.
Yep.
Like, bring everybody again and change your clothes. Like, how many times do you have to keep getting free shit?
No, yeah. I mean, and then I'll admit, everybody's struggling, like, fuck, the prices and inflation and everything. To where even if you're middle class, you're getting squeezed. And again, I'm for the people. So, like, we got to fix that. But we also can't be mad. It's like something I always express to, like, family members sometimes when they're like, well, there's, you know, people who don't work and they're on welfare and they get blah, 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 blah. It's like, yeah, but they also don't have shit. So do you want to be them or do you want to still live where you live and have the things you have? Does it suck? Totally. But you don't want to necessarily play the, like, let's switch game. So, like, we need help around across the board.
And I think, too, because there's a disconnect, right? Mm-hmm. And I just saw, was it District 1 or District 3 where, like, our
shout out to District 5.
our councilman who is on the city council is also a full-time public school teacher, right?
Wow. Yeah.
And, like, decided, like, I'm gonna keep teaching because I still need to be connected to my community to know what they need, right? It's either District 1 or District 3. I think it's on the east side.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't remember.
I forget his name. But, like, that's the thing. Like, we need politicians that are also of the communities and still connected to the communities and come to places like Southtown 101, you know, but don't just go to fucking, I don't know.
And businesses back in the hood. Like, where do people in the hood go get a job? Like, usually they got to commute all the way to fucking 1604 and 281.
Fucking Toyota all the way.
South Austin is what it feels like.
Yeah. I mean, Kelly Air Force Base was, like, big for the West Side forever. And then it was gone. And now what do we have? Like,
Techport.
Techport.
That's what I was going to say.
That's great. Dope
exactly.
Shout out Techport.
And now that's starting to come through, and now you're starting to see the neighborhood change. And
so, but you see that transition happen.
Mm-hmm.
And there's parts of San Antonio that it's gotten worse.
Exactly.
And it's like people, I grew up in the South Side.
Mm-hmm.
And I see it now, and I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, it's gotten that bad. The people that are still there, my props to them. I mean, I know I have a lot of
shout out to Jen Chavarria, my barber on the South Side. Absolutely. I drive 30 minutes for that bar.
I mean, I'm rocking my old high school, South Sand Bobcats.
Yeah, yeah.
They ain't worth the shit right now, but
they never have.
That's another topic. Anyway. Well, they've been on a 17-year living streak. Have. So anyway, that's another topic.
Bro, we beat them. Remember, we went 2-8 that year in my high school.
I don't want to brag about it. You beat South Sand.
Exactly. Like, them and Fox Tech. When Fox Tech was
he also beat Greg Abbott in a foot race.
No, he actually beat me on that too.
Ah, shit.
He got up and left. He literally got up and
literally.
Left.
Literally. He threw his wheelchair at you. So what I'm trying to get at is that there's parts of San Antonio that really embraces it. And they, you know, they really say, I'm here for the long haul.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's parts where we've had a councilman that put up this god-awful.
Oh, the little by South Park Mall?
That dumb shit.
I know what you're talking about. That art installation by Cruz Ortiz. Yeah.
Nothing against the artist.
No, sure.
Fuck the artist. I'll say it. Fuck Cruz Ortiz. Okay.
So,
people have said that. I have heard that.
They've written it.
Speak your truth.
I was going to say, from the bullshit that I've heard behind the scenes from some people that they got in trouble with him, that's why he left town. So, fuck him.
But also, don't fuck him.
Yeah, don't fuck him.
I mean, if you want, that's on you. Like,
That art installation, that big crooked rocket.
Yeah, because I also found out that he got a big grant given back to the community so they can reinvest
in your hood.
And they gave some to a bar that used to be a bar. It's like an office now building.
Sure.
Shout out to Gray Eagle. But then he gave money to a building behind it. And that ended up being busted for 8-liners.
Mm.
So it was like, it's stupid as shit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a sad indictment of where the wrong politicians with power and have money, they fucking waste it all.
And keep in mind, too, there's a lot of people moving here from all over. And we have to be careful about that because the 210 Cultura is going to change we don't hold it down.
It already is.
It already is.
You notice the restaurants. There's a lot of California style restaurants, food trucks,
a lot of
different stuff.
What do they call those? The little mixed ones where it's like, oh, it's Korean and Mexican.
Fusion.
Wrong with it, but it's starting to take over.
Eric said the problem too is that San Antonio doesn't engage when it comes to politics, but for sports they will.
Yeah, again, I'm telling you, get
Dak Prescott to promote Techport and everybody will be there. This is where I stay when I come to San Antonio.
Okay, you're 0-2 on sports, bro.
Bro, you know half of San Antonio will show up. If Dak Prescott was just going to fart in the tech center, everybody would be there. They'd be there lined up to smell it.
You put voting at Cowboy Breakfast, it'll change.
Free tacos.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. You give them free shit, they'll be there.
Right.
I'd be there. I was there without voting.
Why did you go to the Sugar Cowboys breakfast?
I know school board fucking races where they would give out 20s. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean $20 bills. I mean 20, 20, 20.
Yeah, yeah. 20s.
Yeah.
I mean, 20.
You know, a higher education.
Literally. Get high scores.
I don't feel good about it because it's our city. Like, it's like we want to take our city.
But
back.
I think podcasts like y'all are important, and not just it's also just like San Antonio centric media. Man, specifically, yeah, y'all are at the top of the pile.
Right, thank you.
San Antonio media is starting to break out into other cities where people are starting to look at us and understand us, because I think that was always the weird thing where just people didn't understand it, because we are maybe the biggest bi-ethnic city in the country,
yeah.
And like, anyone not from here think they're just in fucking Mexico, and like, they're like, no motherfucker, we got McDonald's too. In case
pull up to the medical center and see how many hookah bars.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Like anything
and
you want. We got
restaurants.
Okay. Side note: we just went to an Indian buffet.
Oh yeah. Which one?
Good. What is it called?
Bombay.
No.
Or do you remember where it was at?
It's down on fucking Blanco and West Avenue.
Oh, I don't know. But no, we have some
India
amazing. Yeah, yeah,
like
we have some amazing Indian buffets.
Oh my gosh, it was delicious. I do have to say,
I'm low-key just a little bit salty, because just like a block from my house was like a Michoacana Mercado, and then it got turned into an Indian supermarket, and I'm a little sad. I'm happy that we have it, but I'm like, but where's my meat market?
Yeah.
I need my product. I want that red meat.
Yeah.
Can anybody explain that, why Michoacana's meat's dyed red randomly?
So they season it and marinate it, pre-marinated. Uh-huh. So you ain't got to do it all
so
day.
So, like, y'all notice that the fiestas are turning into, like, the Poco Locos?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, La Fiesta?
La Fiesta is becoming...
The fiestas are... The closest one we have are in Austin.
You know what we're talking about, Jimmy?
No.
Okay, no, yeah, yeah. Because, yeah, he's a really cool guy, though.
Fiesta, like, the
meat market. Yeah, yeah.
The supermarket. Yeah, yeah.
Not Poco Loco.
Houston.
Okay. They're really big over there. Yeah, yeah.
So, Puro Eats Town.
Fiestas are different than La Fiesta.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. La Fiesta. Yeah. Well, we stopped at one when we were driving back to Dallas, and like, they're pretty fucking cool. I'm not gonna lie. Mm. Poco Loco, they have like a bunch of good shit.
Does
and, like,
Miguel come out and start singing when you walk in?
Yes. Anyways, I don't know how that happened or what, but you know, I just thought about that right now, and I thought it was
I'm here for independent, you know, grocery stores, but also don't fuck with my HEB.
Yeah, they hold it down. They held us down in the freeze.
Yeah.
I love HEB.
Ah, no, this is the best thing. Like,
legally supposed to say that.
The supermercado on Culebra is great.
If you go to Houston, go to Mi Tienda.
Okay.
If you think Fiesta or Poco Loco, Mi Tienda is a Hispanic HEB on steroids.
Yeah.
Plus 2 shots of tequila.
Yeah.
It's the best.
I'll go to
the
Global.
Most amazing store in the world.
I'll go to Global.
They should have one.
This is not a paid ad.
You're 0 for 3G today. I feel bad.
That's all I knew when I was in the Valley, all right? That's all that we went to.
Oh, yeah. Global Voice.
It was Global because my grandpa had a mini taco truck, so that's where he would go get all this stuff.
The Mi Tienda has an actual, like, sit-down agua fresca, and they have ice cream. Then they have an actual taqueria. They have an actual panaderia and tortilleria combined.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So it's like,
and they have a bakery.
Shop, you eat, drink,
all
everything.
All of it.
Their seafood is out of this world. I mean, it's just like you're in
I hope
like
not. I hope it's at least
what's
out of the water.
Houston, is it on?
I can't remember the actual address. I'll get that for you. But there's so many stores out there, but it's the only Mi Tienda out there.
Okay.
It's amazing. Well,
so if Poco Loco wants a sponsor,
hey.
Please. So you're from Houston?
No, I'm from Laredo.
You're from Laredo.
I went
from
to
the Valley.
Laredo's not part
from
of
the Valley.
Valley.
Not
from the Valley.
Part of the Valley.
Not part.
He's
thank
from the
you. That's something
no.
we can establish.
That's right.
I'm joking.
It's like geographically
according
part
to Drake,
of the
according to Drake, you're part of the Valley.
Yeah. No, Drake don't know shit.
Yeah. Thank
according
you.
To Drake, you're.
We
in
equally
Valley.
Get offended, okay?
Yeah. It's all 956.
It's all 956.
It's Mexico. It don't matter. It's all Mexico.
And the Valley is in this little spot.
Oh yeah.
It's human and Pluto.
Yeah. Yes. 100%.
What part are you?
I grew up on the north side. Yes.
So what? Bougie?
Yeah.
Okay. What makes it bougie?
Yes.
What makes I've only been to Laredo like once.
You can drink the water.
It was newly developed. Also, yeah. You can.
Wow. Slap the fuck out of
No. That was the thing. So like I grew up, I would say solidly like middle class. Because my parents, my dad works in customs, he's import export and all that jazz. And so my parents like bought their house when the area was first being developed, right? Oh. So it was cheap back then. Mm-hmm. Now that area is really fucking expensive, right? But yeah, I grew up on the north side of Laredo. It is what it is. Yeah, went to United.
And how long have you been here in San Antonio?
Now 7 years. Grew up in Laredo, went to school in Austin, lived in Houston for like 4 years, and been here for like 7 years now. So like when people ask me where I'm from, I just say like Texas.
Everywhere.
Except Dallas.
So how different was it?
I can say that on this podcast because our Dallas friends don't listen to the podcast.
No,
fuck Dallas.
No, I'm not going to listen to what you said.
To all your fucking friends now.
Now we're gonna tag you.
Yeah, right.
So how different was it living in Houston and here?
Huge.
Is it
huge? The culture is just completely different. Like in Houston, it's like hustle. Always, what's in it for me? Like, how can I get ahead? What can you do for me? Here, there's like a mentality of like, yeah, I want to do good, but I also want to chill.
tomorrow,
I also want to chill.
That's my motto.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
I was like, not today, I just ate, like, but tomorrow, like,
and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
it's easy, you know, like, San Antonio is an easy place to live, it's an easy place to have a good time, you know, it's a great place to, like, San Antonio is the biggest small town you'll ever live in, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, which is why, like, growing up in Laredo, I was like, I never want to live in San Antonio because it just feels like 20 Laredos all crammed together, and it is, but, you know,
I was so excited to move up here. I've been here for, like, a little over 10 years. No, Rio Grande City, bitch. Okay. Anyways, so when I came up here, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm in a big city. Like, nobody knows me, blah, blah, blah. But then, like, as the years went on, they're like, oh, I know you because of so-and-so's sister's boyfriend's cousin's friend went to work, like, work with you or whatever. And I'm like, fuck.
No, when I first moved here, like, within the first week, I'm just, like, walking through Nordstrom Mall because I used to work in retail. Walking through Nordstrom Mall, and someone's like, hey, Chibi. And I was like, hi, I know your mother.
Okay. He's like, 21 Jump Street. I don't know.
Okay.
She gotta grab my dick.
She just said, oh, my hand hurts. She just need a handful of that dick. I'm
just her. Hi. Okay. Shout out to Virginia.
Wow. OG Thotty. Yeah. What was it?
Okay. Yeah. OG Thotty.
So, yeah.
Old Thotty.
Old Thotty next door.
So it's just crazy. It's crazy how small town this city feels.
Yeah. I think it's even funnier, like, as long as we've been doing it, like the other day I went to Peter Piper's and like I was getting in my car and all I hear is, hey, so what's your favorite food truck you've done so far? And I'm like, the fuck? I was like, huh? He's like, yeah, man, I watch your videos. Like, oh, okay, cool. And then like my sister had left in her car. And then we went to the store and she's like, who is that? I was like, oh, beast the hell out of me. I was just like walking into my car. And they were asking what's my favorite food truck. So I answered the question. I was like, I don't know who it was. Right. And they're like, well, keep up the good work, man. I watch all your videos. I'm a big fan. I was like, okay, cool. And I was like, no idea.
Shout out to the unknown fan.
The secret admirer.
Yeah. I was like, which never fails.
The old thotty next
No, it was a guy.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm never going to always forget that
you
time.
You be the giver or the receiver.
I was going to say, I'll never forget the time that I went to, I'm more to Stilo down the street over here. Shout out to Aaron Pena right down the street. So I was meeting some girl that I wasn't trying to meet in public, but I was like, all right, fine, I'll meet you because she's out there. I was like, nobody knows me. I'm cool. I walk in, the bouncer's all, oh, it's G for 210 Culture. I was like, shh, don't say it so loud, dude. Like, shh. He's like, oh, dude, I love your stuff. He's like, hey, look, this guy does food for me. So he's like, everybody in the line. I'm like, dude, please, I'm not trying to be seen today, but okay. And I'm just like, well, it's what I signed up for, I guess.
Yeah, that's God punishing you.
So now I'm not, allowed to go out in public anymore. When I don't want to be seen.
just wear the green screen suit.
Oh, baby.
No, the classic Marvel disguise, just the black baseball cap. Yeah. Nobody knows who you are.
Yes.
Oh, oh, my gosh.
My family is, my dad was in the military, so we moved around a lot when I was a kid. Like, I grew up in Hawaii and Panama, and
grew up in the dirty South,
the Killeen Fort Hood area for like 8 years, 10 years. God. But then I want to say like 20 years ago, I moved back, and I mean, my whole family is still here.
Did you say Fort Hood, Killeen area? Mm-hmm. Okay, so knowing what you know now about that place, like, what do you?
I mean, it's what everyone says it is. No, really? Yeah, like real shit. And I love it. And it's like, you know what's funny sometimes is you don't realize you learn hood rat shit until you're around other people. And then you're like, oh, fuck, I am a hood rat. Like, he'll tell me all the time. Like, I'll never forget one time I was at this. Yeah, like, Like, no, I was at this one, like, this, like, show in Little Rock, Arkansas, and they had, like, this kind of after-party thing on this bridge across the Mississippi or Arkansas River. I don't know which fucking river. And, like, all these people were there, and they're having a good time and stuff. And I'm like, well, shit, I'm going to go get, like, 240s, and we're outside. And so I'm just there drinking 40, smoking a cigarette, and this other homie from San Antonio was like, man, fool, you look fucking, like, west side as fuck right now. I'm like, I am west side as fuck. He's like, well, I meant like, you know, kind of like chill, but kind of ghetto. I'm like, I am chilling ghetto.
What's going on?
Yeah. And like, so like that, like even there in that time, like it was just a different type of like ghetto, but like I loved it. You know, you're just there and you don't think anything's weird until you leave and people will look at you like, oh, you were in Killeen. You're like, yeah, like I went to middle school there, high school. Like where like people got beat up. Like, no. Yeah, it was like, but, you know, but it's the same
body
thing
every day.
Yeah, oh, but it's like people say that about like, because I live off like 90 and McMullen and shit, and so some people are like, oh, you, or actually, I don't remember. I just saw like a thing the other day. It was like a TikToker, you know, food truck TikToker person, and they were like saying something about the squeeze in off 90 and McMullen, like don't go there. And I'm like, shit, I've been there. Like I don't even know.
I go there all the time.
Yeah. It's not him in the background.
Yeah.
him in the background with the 40. I'm gonna say he's in the background with his 40 and a cigarette.
I mean, so, you got a line in one of your poems where it's like, yeah, my neighbor sells drugs.
Yeah, yeah, he does.
And he's polite as shit.
Yeah, and he lets me know with like, hey, man, he got like the cameras around his house. He's like, hey, man, I saw some, like, you got raccoons in your casita in the back way. I'm like, all right. Yeah, I'm like, shit. Yeah.
What area specifically?
Yeah.
He gives me that neighbor discount.
Hector's looking for the hookup.
Yeah.
Right.
I want to go vote.
What about you? What made you realize? I know you probably have some stories that you're a hood rat, that you realize like, oh,
he ain't a hood rat.
Not a hood rat. No. I'm not a hood rat.
He's hood rat adjacent.
I'm not a hood rat. I was punk rock. That was my like high school, college era was like punk rock. Fuck the system. Or even in college, you know, like I went to college in Austin. I hung out with, you know, what they called the drag rats, like all the homeless people that just lived on the drag. We would go to 7-Eleven. We'd get one of those like giant, like Slurpee things.
Yeah.
Buy a Four Loko and buy a 40 and just pour them in there and then just walk around, just drink it in public.
Yeah.
Called it a sidewalk slam. Like, you know, like I did a lot of drugs in college, you know.
She's
evolved.
Kind of a blur.
Yeah. If you come up to me and you're like, hey, yeah, no, we went to college together. I'm like, we probably did.
Yeah, but... No, it's like you went to college with me. Yeah. I didn't go to college.
I still graduated.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, there you go.
Still graduated. He's all the drug me was very smart.
Yes, the drugged out me still managed to like get his homework done. But that was my early years, and then I went to rehab. And reformed, and now I just drink a lot. But you know, got a corporate job in retail.
Ooh, you know, there you go.
Was living the fancy life. Now I work for a nonprofit. It's not as fancy.
It's you still said a that, good life. Is that where the community organizer?
Yeah, part of it, and in the poetry world. So, like, what got me my job here? I now work in the tech industry.
Yeah.
Was because of like the 15 years of community organizing that I did in the poetry world. Okay. And I was like, I know I didn't get paid for that shit, but that shit's going on my resume. Okay,
right.
That's real ass work experience, and got me this job. And it's fucking fantastic. I work with queer people in the tech industry and just trying to help them find jobs and build their networks.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, elevate their careers. Like, we do good work. We do good work.
Right. So, yeah, that's awesome.
So, you know.
What?
Are you
me? So, yeah, not hood rat. Reformed punk rocker.
Yeah. So I feel like I'm a mixture of everything, right? Like, I'm an emo kid, but, like, I'm also hood red as fuck.
You
so.
Had the hair?
Yeah, I did.
Me too.
I did.
Me too. Those photos are still
you
on
remember,
Facebook.
Y'all remember Photo Bucket?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so, like, I had to pay for my account because it's, like, $5.
Uh-huh.
And they're, like, we're going to delete all your pictures. I was like, well, hell no, because that was, like, my fucking emo era. So I have to keep these fucking pictures.
They deactivated my account, and they keep emailing me being like, we've deactivated your account. Are you sure you want us to deactivate? I'm like, yeah, bitch, that's why I'm not responding.
I'm very sad that I deleted my MySpace because that had, like, the cringiest fucking photos of me. So that would have been great. But anyways, I looked into it, and of course, my username is like awesome_bananas, and I was like, I don't even know why the fuck.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, I download these, fucking pictures, and they're like, that's like that.
Yeah, exactly.
just like that. My mesmerizing.
My email address back in the day was IamJax:87. Shout out to Fight Club. Shout out to Fight Club.
We were talking about that. I was talking about that with Fro. Shout out, go Fro. At we were at Checkport. That we walked into like the LAN area where you can play the games. And I was like, damn, this reminds me back in like middle school when we were like in a, I think it was just supposed to be like some tech. It was some computer class, and instead we all were just playing Halo because somebody had like a bootleg copy, and we were all just playing class. And it got so bad that I guess her boss or the principal walked in one day and we were all playing. So like she yelled at all of us, and then she was like, all of y'all got me in trouble because I wasn't teaching y'all playing the games. She's also, this is what we're gonna do. And we're like, oh fuck, we're in trouble. She's like, so you're gonna take all of the computers, because it was like a U-shape, so like we can see the door. So you're gonna take them, and we're all gonna face the computers against the wall, so when you look through the door you can't see.
There you go.
So we moved into there for like a week. She's like, none of y'all are allowed to play games, you gotta do these assignments. And after a week she's like, okay, do what y'all want or whatever. Yeah. But we already had everything turned out. She's like, if anybody ever comes in, you exit out what you're doing, and you better have headphones on. And we're like, all right, cool, whatever. So I walked in, I was like, man, this is just like back in middle school, but I have to pay now.
Yeah. No, for us, it was Alien versus Predators. That was the big one.
That was a good game.
Yeah. And we would play that during keyboarding class. Just be like, all right, got my work done.
That's it. Just like, I play with rocks.
What did you play with?
We threw rocks at rocks.
No, you had the Oregon Trail.
Bro, we had checkers.
No,
we
you rocks. The guy who messed the computer.
You motherfucking think I'm a fucking Fred Flintstone. I play with rocks in case of dinosaur.
He's like my favorite 8-track is.
Back in my day.
Yeah.
I mean, practically.
Yeah. And also, shout out to MySpace for teaching an entire generation of kids how to code. Okay,
yes.
We learned HTML.
Dope. My profile was always hipping. Like, it was always good.
Were you the kind of profile where, like, as soon as you, like, went to your profile, like, music just started blaring?
I had my playlist. I had my okay.
Fucking
what songs do y'all?
Because I was like, God damn, where is it coming from?
I need people to know that I'm really into Bullet for my Valentine right now.
How do I turn that shit off?
I need this Joker bobblehead so
that
people know I'm edgy.
The three
like,
days grace.
Yeah.
All the girls I knew had Chris Brown or Bow Wow photos. Like when we load up, like the background was just Chris Brown and Bow Wow.
Oh.
And it was like one of their songs playing. And same thing. I was like,
where do I fucking turn?
You've never had a MySpace profile? Never.
That was before his time.
That's you.
She was like, you got MySpace. Nobody come to my place.
That's right.
He really did use
damn,
that.
Damn, I was looking for it too. You found it.
That was good. So, have y'all had guests on, like, on your podcast?
No.
Yeah.
We had Quentin Tarantino. Jackie Chan popped up once.
What do you mean?
Like,
when you asked how you qualify for a guest,
it's just like.
Maybe they're gonna start.
No,
I
yeah, like,
well, like they we, barely we just started. Oh, yeah.
We had the Rock.
We call him Dwayne. You know, we're close with Dwayne. So
yeah,
Dwayne comes by every now and then.
Shout out to Art. He says, "Why is Hector so quiet?" LOL.
Because he's not speaking into the microphone. God damn it! my producer self is like screaming on the inside every time that Hector's like, "Yeah, so what I was doing."
Microphone, Hector.
Art, I've been censored.
That's right.
No, usually
free Hector.
There you go.
Also, shout out to Jose, who's in a cabin in the woods right now for a bachelor party for his friend in Tennessee.
He's playing with rocks.
But the funny part of all of it is the funny part is that he's the only Mexican there or Latino because he's not Mexican.
Scary.
He's Venezuelan. Told him, I was like, is everybody wearing like matching like t-shirts? And you have like a maid outfit or something? And he's like, no.
Do I wear white hoods?
So if he's not, if what he's would
not like, or honestly, you, know, you remember that Ice-T movie, Surviving the Game, where he went out to the cabins with those white dudes thinking they were like hunting big game, and they were like, nah,
no.
Fam,
we hunting you.
That movie made me never want to go out like on hunting trips.
I was gonna say, what would y'all do?
Or most of the woods, really.
My favorite,
first of all,
Blair Witch.
Blair
Witch. I ain't fucking going.
My favorite, this is why all
look,
those scary
I don't
movies
know.
Are with white kids. Right?
I don't fucking know.
People of color are like, you want me to do the fuck what? No, thank you. I'm gonna stay my ass home.
My favorite like horror forest movie is Cabin in the Woods.
It's a good one.
Like, I love the part where they're like. I love the part. Well, I don't want to ruin it now for you, but
no, ruin it. I like it's his fault. Ruin that fucking movie.
I like that part where they're like
earmuffs, earmuffs.
I like that part when they're down at the bottom and they're showing like all the monsters and there's the sign and it says like angry raping trees.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
And then like later in the movie you see the tree like grab somebody and like there's the angry raping tree.
Again. And the mermaids and all
people
that
of color
shit.
What is that movie?
But like
so it's like
I'm not going you've never seen it? No, so,
are like, you like a horror dude?
Like, so they're in like a cabin in the woods.
Yeah, but that,
are you a whore?
That, I'm not really scared.
No, that's a really good ass movie.
Actually, I live in the fucking woods.
Oh shit! Yeah.
So like, it's a cabin in the woods.
That's why I never want to go to your place.
So it's like cabin in the woods, but you find out towards the end of the movie that it's like a, I guess what like a stage house.
It's like it's like you know all the cabin in the woods movies where teens the are there and they get murdered. It's like this movie is like, well, what if there was a reason behind that?
Yeah.
And then it goes way different than what you thought.
Yeah. So like at the bottom, they have like all the different bad stuff that can happen and they release it on the people that are in the house.
It's like a Hunger Games sort of shit where it's like now release the
wasps. Yeah. So like they have like a list of like, different stuff and it's like
the strangers,
sad killer clowns,
Jason Voorhees
like,
type shit.
Stuff,
yeah.
Killer bees. It, but then there's stupid stuff like angry mermaids, horny, raping trees and stuff. And like they're locked. So like at
giant
the end of the movie,
snake, killer robots.
So like at the end of the movie, the main guy like they end up hitting the button and all these things escape and start like killing the guy.
If I were to make a scary movie, instead of all that shit, I'd put like paying child support. paying fees on a fucking late ticket.
See this
paying is, probation.
See, the episode's gone full circle now. Now he's just writing books for Mr. Mills.
Do you have horny raping trees in your fucking side of the woods?
Poco Loco is not the one to sponsor this pod. That's all.
I guess this is a good time to tell y'all that this episode is brought to you by HelloFresh. Make sure you use 210 culture to get 0% off.
Did I ever get them? Oh, absolutely not. I'm not going back to that fucking apartment complex. But we got light, baby. We got light. You know what I mean? I paid the bill.
Oh, yeah. How did you feel when you found out Shan paid the light and y'all were going to be disconnected with candles? Wow. Somebody didn't watch
breaking
the episode
news.
Last week.
Oh.
So there I was in the cabin. In the woods.
Okay.
Never
so
mind.
I actually found that list from the movie, so I'm just going to read some of them.
Jesus.
So you have zombies.
Yep.
Mutants.
Yep.
Alien beast. Oh, they're sorry. There were angry molesting trees.
Ah.
Oh, even better.
Poco Loco just came back.
Sexy witches.
It's the pastor.
Giant snakes. Kevin. It just says Kevin. digital analysis.
The angry molesting trees is the pastor.
Oh, no. They're the ones betting on it.
Oh, yeah. It's a different department. Vampires. Dismemberment goblins. Oh. Sugar plum fairies. Oh. Mermans.
Merman.
Sasquatch.
Mermans go hard.
Because those are the angry raping ones.
Bro, they go.
Am I?
With that merman?
Am I,
yeah. But, and you're like, and that's like the joke. Like, what would they really do? But then when they get down, the mermans get down.
And then my personal favorite, the zombie redneck torture family.
Do mermans have dicks?
I would assume so.
I mean, yeah.
Did you watch The Shape of Water?
No.
Yeah, he had a dick.
Yeah, that was a dick.
Did he really?
Yeah, he got down. He fucked up. It's
all twisted and shit.
Oh, yes. Okay.
It's ribbed for her pleasure.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a speedo.
Yeah.
It's a speedo.
Shout
papa.
Out to it was Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah.
Shout out to Guillermo
so
del
shout
Toro.
Out.
Always welcome on the pod.
Wow.
So shout out to everybody who's watching this live because this is not going to make re-air after this. So you're never going to see this episode again. Just going to have to throw it away.
Whoa, boom. Fuck.
It's all over.
There goes my pair of thieves sponsorship.
I mean, we on our pod, we were pretty sure there were multiple episodes where we were going to get canceled. Like someone was going to get severely offended. And it's like this is the tequila.
Like
that's the Don Julio talking.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's why it's like we'll do 3 hours of drunk talk and then like he'll put it out and I'm like, why is it only like 45 minutes? You're like, you know why? It's only 45 minutes.
All the canceled shit.
Yeah. It's like, oh yeah, we did have that whole Dallas has the best hoes conversation.
Yeah.
That's right.
And that's not going on.
I need to be a part of that conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Is there research to back up those claims?
There are lived experiences.
It's called Instagram.
Okay.
Not
data?
By me.
Okay, collected data.
Yeah, yeah.
Collected
right.
You know,
okay.
Yeah.
That, okay. I need to look further into this
somebody
collected
call Paul.
Data.
Shout out to Paul, friend of the pod. Has his own pod called The World According to Paul.
Yeah.
Just throwing it out there.
But yeah, that's just it. We just have friends and we just do the kind of same shit. We just talk shit.
Yeah.
But
my, nice. My favorite episode was where, like, we, as friends, we decided to, like, rent an Airbnb out in fucking, where, Johnson City, I think we were.
Yeah.
And it was, we were supposed to pod, and I was like, I'm bringing the equipment. We fucking podded, and this one was pissed as fuck, because it was like,
we were on vacation, man.
And I was like, no, we got
sometimes those are the best conversations.
Yes, no, and that's why there were like eight, seven of us.
And
eight
of us. That was the other problem. I'm like, there's eight motherfuckers talking at the same time.
And the thing is, most of our friends don't drink the way I drink. This one kind of drinks the way I drink these days, but on occasion. And so, like, seeing them, like, keep up with us and then just fucking get schwasted. Like, the conversation went everywhere. We were laughing for, like, the whole hour and a half. Tumblr entered the pod. It was chaos.
Yeah.
Oh, ghetto Twitter. Get her Twitter head into
the yeah, pod. Yeah, exactly. So, it's good to have. We bring on our friends. And sometimes, like, if we know that we're going to talk about something, we'll bring on, like, a specific person. It's like, oh, you got shit to say about this topic, right? Yeah. So shout out to, like, our dusty Mexican
J.R.
Estrada, who's always there when we're talking about dusty Mexican stuff, you know?
Okay. Yeah. So, El Paso represent.
Exactly. Dusty Mexican.
As a matter of fact, they're on a different power grid.
Yeah. El Paso?
Yeah. They're not part of our
club. Lucky them.
They're on the
powdered grid.
Me and my boyfriend had a conversation about El Paso, and we're like, who the fuck has ever said that they wanted to vacation at El Paso? Like, that's who the fuck has ever said I want to go to
El Paso? Like, it's there. Well, you know, I know who wants a vacation there. Apparently, mountain people. Like, because apparently they got mountains. I like, I'm not a mountain person, so I'm not going. And it's like beautiful. Like, it's like, because, like, when we think of Texas, we don't really think of mountains, but that's where they're at.
The mountains are really cute. I've been to El Paso. Nothing. I'm like, I don't fucking go there.
But also, like, mountain people sounds like it should be on that list for having want to be around
mountains.
So, do y'all know why Oklahoma has the panhandle part?
Yeah. It's racism.
Yeah, exactly.
Mountain people.
Same reason why marijuana is illegal, man. Racism.
You know how Oklahoma has that little stretch that looks like the handle? So what it was back during the Civil War, there was that certain degree. I forget what the degree
is. The latitude or something.
There was a line that if you were above that line,
I think it was
slavery was illegal.
It was illegal. And if you're under the line, slavery is legal. So Texas was a slavery state. So they were like, fuck it, we don't need that piece of land here. You can have it.
Yeah. That's why Oklahoma is like, should be a square, but it has a little
panel. That's why that has that little handle.
That would have been Texas.
Yeah. Yeah, just because of that line.
It was the Mason-Dixon line.
Up there.
Well, yes, but at the time, Texas was like, give up some land or give up the slaves. Fuck it, you can have the land.
Wow. Yeah, well, after they took all the rest from fucking Mexico.
The natives, yeah.
That is the reason why we don't have that little chunk.
I never knew that. That's interesting.
Wow. Same with that. That's why marijuana is legal.
The more you know.
Same shit. Yeah.
Message.
Exactly.
I love to go to El Paso. I have friends from there. There's some businesses I want to go and deal with over there.
It's a beautiful city.
915. I mean, that vacation where I'm gonna spend the whole week there.
Yeah.
But on the way up there, Marfa Lights.
Yeah, but you have family, like somebody that doesn't like me. Why the fuck would I want to go?
Oh yeah,
because it's on the way out.
Or if you were going like just west, like to go to like Albuquerque and like it's a good place to stop.
No, I know, but like leisurely to be like,
no, yeah,
I
stay there. Go to stay there for like 2-3 days.
Mountain people,
yeah,
mountain
yes,
people.
Yes, there's good food. Yeah, food.
They say there's good food.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, strip club? I don't know.
No,
okay.
You don't have any reviews of the strip
club. He said, yeah, right, strip club.
There's a reason why he learned the nickname Nasty.
You know why people go to vacation in El Paso? So they can cross over to Las Cruces, get some legal perfect. Weed, yeah. and then come back.
There you go.
Yeah.
That makes more sense. Yeah.
Well, shout out to El Paso.
Message.
Go on.
All right. I think we hit the hour because I can't keep time with this. Instagram, Facebook one.
That's 58 minutes and 26.
Okay, well, there we go.
Someone say something for 2 minutes. Go.
2 minutes.
Cuando yo era un niño. Candles?
Oh, yeah, that's true, too.
You gotta get that fucking sacrifice.
No, she paid the bill. She paid the bill.
I paid the light bill. What are you talking about?
Oh yeah,
it was getting repoed, baby. I fixed it.
They offer payment plans. Okay.
By the way, we still need that money back in our 210 bidet account. So like, You gotta get back to work.
No, more like y'all better get back to work and add this dude since he has a bidet.
Yeah. No. See, it's our OnlyFans page where we make money for the exclusive content. So the Patreon, we use OnlyFans to make money. So it's just Hector sitting on a bidet.
Well, I'm actually reading the poems. Reading those books.
He's reading the old thotty next door. That's the next episode. Right.
Yeah, right. So there was Franquicia.
Yeah.
And her sister Aquanetta.
Yeah. And then in the back you just hear the
of the bidet, well, right? Hector always asks the question, but I'll ask it. So when you use your bidet, do you get butt ass naked to use the bidet?
What do you mean butt ass naked? Like take off your shirt?
No, like, yeah, Hector takes off like
all his clothes. A shower, fool. Like, what are you talking about? That's not a bidet.
He takes off all his clothes to use the bidet.
I just sit down, I take a shit.
Like a sauna? Like,
okay, so I take off all my clothes because I don't.
You have an experience, my guy, and that's cool. Like,
that's the whole thing. Like, I would like to be in.
Would it be that way also if it wasn't a bidet?
No.
Okay, yeah. I don't know. Some people take gnarly shits and they're just like, "Fuck it, I need to extra breathing room."
That's the thing. I only shit in my house.
Yeah.
So I take.
Oh, you don't do public shits?
No,
that's fine. Some people don't.
No, I don't. But
I'm pro public shit.
Do the bidet because I take off all my clothes. I don't want to get my clothes wet.
Blow up your shit wherever I'm at.
The bidet is spraying water everywhere.
No.
It's like a flash dance situation. No. He just like drops it out the ceiling.
What I'm
he's
saying,
like,
while am I getting hot in here is playing at the same time. Like,
I'm saying is I don't want to get up from using it and then rip on my clothes. So I just rather avoid that.
You turn it off and then you pat yourself dry and then you get up.
Oh, I don't pat myself dry because I turn around
hair dry.
Uh-huh. And I get the dingleberries in the front, and I like kind of teabag it.
It's a whole, it's a whole.
You're having a
operation
situation.
Oh,
I'm not. Yeah,
that's why
you the extra cleanest in this goddamn room. And
I'll be damned if I smell like culo.
Salute you, Hector.
No, but that's why you just gotta like swing it back and forth.
Oh, I'm like fucking bubble bath. Bert and Ernie, that episode with the rubber ducky.
His theme song is the Undertaker's theme song because it takes just as long.
But, like, dude, if I take a shit, it's like a 3-part episode.
You got it's like when you get your oil changed. It's like a 5-point inspection. You gotta check out the dipstick.
Well, I'm sitting down. I'm looking at my toenails.
It's like the Undertaker at the end too. He's all
Yeah,
and the light
motherfucker that didn't wait too much.
I'm feeling like shit because I'm like, I'm still using.
I'm still like taking paper. Shit, bro.
Yeah, I'm still on regular paper, bro. I'm like, what the fuck is
my extra strong? Extra strong.
No, I know you've been bidet gang for a minute, man.
You're
like,
telling me that he's a dirty ass motherfucker.
No.
You are talking to a queer man, okay?
No,
we keep that shit clean on the regular.
What I'm saying is, look at his build and look.
I thought he said Bill. I was like, what's the fuck got to do with anything?
What he's saying is there's a lot
he's like, there's
more than
crevices.
Can get stuck
there's crevices.
I understand.
He's streamlined like a porpoise.
Mine's more like fucking Shamu.
It's all good.
On a fucking bender.
Yeah.
With fucking burritos and all subs.
Yeah.
With extra fucking hot sauce.
Yeah,
and
yeah. Eddie's Taco House.
With a couple of glizzies at 3 in the morning.
Eddie's Taco's house. Okay.
Yeah.
So.
No, because this is the thing. Everybody, I'm stealing this from a comedian. I can't take credit for it. But everybody is like,
okay.
Yeah, everybody's like, wow, Mexicans have such strong stomachs, right? It's like, no, we don't have strong stomachs.
We
just
toilet.
All have IBS and we think that shit's normal.
Yeah.
Fucking
fat. And then you add the drinking on top of it? Like, we're walking beer shit.
Shit. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had a friend that his girlfriend made him switch to whiskey because of the beer farts. And she's like, if you still want me to be with you, you better like stop. But like one day he drank whiskey and like he's all that whole day I was farting, she didn't smell anything, so now I drink whiskey.
There you go.
After like
that's why I just drink straight tequila.
After like 13 years of just drinking beer, now he drinks whiskey.
That's love.
That's true love.
That's commitment and that's compromise. And that's the lesson of today's pod.
And
really.
That's also alcoholism.
The more you learn.
Yeah. Bidets and commitment.
That, with that boys and girls.
And paying light bills.
Thank you for tuning. Yeah. Pay your okay. I'll have that on the soundboard.
I don't even know.
Oh, I would also shout out to Bob Barker. He almost made it. He made it under $1.
I know. That's just wild.
The price is wrong, bitch.
I ain't gonna lie. I thought he was dead already. So When I saw that, I was just kind of like, ah.
Dude, someone put a picture of Joe Biden said, rest in peace, Bob Barker. I lost my shit. Well, I actually had to go use him a day.
You kind of ruined my setup for this joke. So, like I said, we're going to take a moment of silence by playing the Price is Right theme song. I don't have a Price is Right theme song, but what about you? Like, I was on TikTok where they showed like him going to heaven, and somebody's like, "Why are all the cats spayed and neutered down Rainbow Road?"
Because of Bob Barker.
Because of Bob Barker.
Shout out to Bob Barker.
Melissa Gonzalez said, "Hector, how about a birthday shout out for Ron?"
My boy Rono, happy birthday. The big 5-0, Pinche Tostonway. Happy birthday. Love you, brother.
So also, I don't know where I'm going with this. We're off next week, so don't tune in because we're taking the day off because it's Labor Day, so we don't work because we're Mexicans. Yeah, we're off next Sunday.
This is Tuesday, Hector.
That's weird. I'm joking.
Just show up, man.
So
just
we will up. Actually be
solo pod.
So actually, be moving to 6 o'clock instead of 7 because football season's starting, and I'm not missing Sunday night football. So we'll be tuned into that. But how can everybody get a hold of you guys?
I'm podcast? On Instagram, yeah. Just RoostMTZ, RoostMTZ.
That's right. And same Instagram, Geminis, GEMINEYES.
Yeah, thank you all so much for having us on. We had a blast.
We're looking forward once y'all get up and running.
We'll hit you all up and tell you.
Do not forget about us.
We'll bring the St. Maya. St. Maya, hook me with a bottle, please.
Yeah. We'll bring a St. Maya tequila bottle so y'all can try it.
There we go. We're down for it.
And then we all get fucked up.
But we appreciate y'all so much.
Thank you guys for coming on.
Thanks, man.
And then do you guys have like an ending, an outro that you guys do together?
We're blacked out.
He's
point.
Like, where'd he go?
I don't remember.
And then that's the show. And goodbye. And
usually it's just that, like, where can people find you? Man, I don't fucking care. Nobody, I don't want.
Yeah,
but
I'm on. It doesn't matter what you're on.
That's right. I usually sign off with just like stay safe out there because these streets be wild.
They are.
And stay away
from somebody took me off the streets.
And stay away.
I was wilding.
Stay away from the old thotty next door.
Stay away from the old thotty next door.
I had an old thotty next door. No.
And your pastor. Stay away from your pastor.
Unless you need some much deserved attention, then yes. Go to your pastor.
And remember that your baby daddy can steal your Ultima as well. I didn't cover that. I didn't cover that one, but that's a new one dropping out soon. So that being said, I'm G.
I'm Donna.
I'm Gil Hector.
And for 210 Culture, bringing the best of 210 Nation.